In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Tuesday today, the 22nd of April. Great, as always, to have you here. The justices would rather not let television cameras in the Supreme Court, but television was where it was at argument this morning. A case officially called American Broadcasting Corporation, that is ABC, the television network, versus Aereo. Aereo wants to make money by replaying over-the-air television broadcasts online, in very simple terms. ABC and its fellow networks would rather not let them do that. Marketplace's David Gura was in the court chamber this morning for arguments. Hey, David.
Hey, Kai.
Do me a favor and lay out the technology at issue here for me, would you?
So this is a pretty new company. It's been around just a couple of years. They're in 13 markets across the country. And what Aereo lets you do is watch TV on your computer, on your tablet, on your TV if you choose to do so, over the internet. And what you get is your own little antenna the size of a dime and access to a DVR. When you go online and say you want to watch the ball game tonight, you can turn that on, start streaming it on your tablet, or you can set up the DVR to record that game. You can go back and watch it later. But what it is and what Aereo stresses is this one-to-one relationship. You're just paying a monthly fee to be able to do it.
Sounds reasonably straightforward. That is, however, rarely the way things go once arguments start, right? What was the conversation in the courtroom today?
Yeah, you learn a lot being in the room and sort of hearing the give and take between the attorneys and the justices. For instance, Sonia Sotomayor today revealed that she owns a Roku.
Oh.
Chief Justice John Roberts brought up Radio Shack a number of times. Perhaps he still shops there. You had Justice Scalia displaying some facility with the way that HBO works.
Or not.
And Stephen Breyer, Justice Breyer, who is making a lot of analogies to a record store. And by that, I mean a store that sells phonographs. So it is some insight into sort of how in touch the justices are with where technology is today.
How in touch, yes. Loosely using that phrase.
Out of touch, sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. So what were the arguments? Once the lawyer started talking, what were the arguments?
So the argument that Aereo makes, again, is this sort of one-to-one relationship makes it totally legal. In other words, Kai, you could buy an antenna and a DVR at your house and do all this for free. The channels are free. They're broadcast channels.
Right.
You can pull them in yourself. And Aereo says that they're just doing that, but at a facility offsite from your house. So that's the argument that they're making. And, you know, they do charge you a fee. They're charging you about $8 a month on the low end to stream it on your tablet or on your PC. The argument that the broadcasters are making is that Aereo has no right to do this, that the broadcasters invest billions of dollars every year into creating this content that they pump out through their affiliates. And, you know, what Aereo is doing is kind of freeloading off of that. And the broadcasters, those who are making the content, aren't seeing a dime from that.
Is this, as has been said at various points of analysis today, either the future of broadcast television or the future of cloud computing on the line here? Is that what's going on?
Well, we heard arguments on both sides on both of those issues, and some attorneys were saying, you know, do think about this in the context of the cloud. We are putting more stuff, music, video, documents up in the cloud. You know, what could this mean depending on how the court rules? The more salient argument here is about money. And, you know, right now, if you're a cable subscriber, you're able to watch your local affiliate on cable. The reason for that is that cable companies pay the broadcasters to be able to do that. They put up a big antenna, bring down this programming, and they send it out to all of us. The problem here is that if the court were to side with Aereo, the cable companies could very easily say, look, if Aereo is able to do this for free, if they're able to capture those signals and push them out to their subscribers, why couldn't the cable companies do the same thing? That is, pay the broadcasters nothing, and that could really throw the business model of broadcast TV out of whack.
Pandemonium, baby. Follow the money. David Gura in Washington for us. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Kai.